had to go to church. I didn't have any choice. Mm-hmm. My mother and father said, you're going to church.
Yeah.
But the thing that, the beauty was the sanctified church, what we call, which was around the corner from us. We used to call it the Holy Roly Church.
Mm.
Because they had music and they would slam it. They were really slamming. And I used to go there. I'd be at their services just so I can play music. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I've always loved gospel music. But gospel music to me, when I was coming along, I don't call it stealing, but we had to do what the country people did, or the blues. And that's where the gospel was for me when I was coming along. And I didn't have any problem playing the gospel things because I was fresh out of Maryland, and that's what they were doing. It was easy. It was just another transition for me to R&B. It was different, but similar. What made it different is that when you get the Spirit in the Baptist church, if you're going to be good at what you do, you've got to listen to what other folks are doing. And we complimented each other every time we sit down to play. Besides looking at each other, we became one. He would think of something, and then I would finish the statement. I'd start something, or he would finish the statement. And that's how you do things. And as you're going along, you'll find out that everything that you're doing represents others in the group. So you now have to now start listening to other people in the group. And when the other folks are finally listening to you and they like what they hear from you, then they join you first. Ask the question and then answer it at the same time. I would finish it. He would either start it and finish it, or I'd start it and he'd finish it. Oh, but he could play the hell out of that guitar. He had the rhythm down. He had the rhythm smoking. You knew his sound the minute that he stretched that string on the guitar. But he could do rhythm like knock your socks off. I mean, he was very, very heavy with doing the rhythm. We listened to one another, and out of respect for what we were doing, we didn't feel that no one could come in between us and move us out of our space. To allow yourself to do your thing, you have to have other people supporting you. And we supported each other so well, with so much of the rhythm, that we were never thinking about solo work. You just rhythm.
Mm.
You just wanted to have the biggest and the tightest rhythm section in the world. And nobody could come in and try to squeeze you out. The rhythm section was always super, super tight. Wasn't about us. The rhythm had to be smoking. And it always had to be tight. When we did Amazing Grace, it was a whole, the respect of each other's was there. The rehearsals was the joint. We actually rehearsed in the church, and while we were there in the church, Aretha preached. The actual recording of the date was nowhere near like the rehearsal was 2 days before and the day before. Aretha preached. She preached. James Cleveland, what he had to say would knock your socks off. Amen. They stood up and looked at him. He was one of the best preachers in the world. He had his act together from morning, noon, and night. He could raise more money than the Pinkertons. The man just knew what buttons to push on everybody. I mean, it was just that good. The man was just that good. He preached on every record he ever did. He preached. It was about music. It's all about a feeling. When you play music, you have to understand what the feel is going to be. if you don't go along with what the feel is, what's the sense of you being there? See, when she sat down at the piano to do something, you just have to follow. It is still one of the best albums that's ever been made. And it's the truth that, to me, might sound silly, but it's the truth that the word will set you free. It is a wonderful feeling to have that record cleanse you. I mean, it's so soulful. It's great.